Volcanoes. A volcano is an opening or vent in the surface of the earth or seafloor where magma comes out. This volcanic debris piles up or spreads out to produce many different kinds of volcanic rocks and landforms. Many of New Zealand's landscape features have been shaped over several million years by volcanic activity. Plate tectonics. Most volcanoes are formed by the movement of tectonic plates on the surface of the earth. These plates are basically huge pieces of rock that float on the mantle. The tectonic plates are in very slow, constant motion. Sometimes they move towards each other, or sometimes they move apart, and still other times one will sink while the other rises above it. Subduction zone. Beneath New Zealand, the Pacific tectonic plate is colliding with the Australian tectonic plate and is being forced down into the Earth's mantle. This creates a zone of stress called a subduction zone. Most of the North Island's active volcanoes are associated with this process. Magma. As the Pacific plate is forced down into the mantle, the oceanic crust, which caps the Pacific plate, begins to heat up. Under increasing pressure and temperature, the former crustal material undergoes chemical reactions and molten magma is formed. This magma is very hot and contains gases, making it lighter than the surrounding mantle. It rises towards the surface of the Earth at weak points in the Earth's crust. Once this magma reaches the surface at the vent, it is called lava. If it erupts passively, or tephra, if it is blasted apart explosively in the vent. Taupō Volcanic Zone. The volcanic region of the central North Island is called the Taupō Volcanic Zone. It is made up of a line of active and potentially active andesite stratovolcanoes, volcanic cones, stretching from Ruapehu in the south to White Island in the north. Auckland Volcanic Field. Unlike the Taupō Volcanic Zone, the volcanoes of Auckland are not related to a plate boundary. Instead, they have formed in the middle of a plate. This sort of activity is known as intraplate volcanism. Sometimes these areas of intraplate volcanism are referred to as hotspots or mantle plumes. The source of magma in these areas is the mantle. The type of magma produced in these areas is called basalt. Monogenetic eruptions. The Auckland volcanic field is made up of monogenetic volcanoes, which means they use up all of their magma during the eruptive period, and each new magma batch or bubble produces a new volcano. That is why there are so many individual volcanoes in the Auckland volcanic field. Frequently active versus dormant volcanoes. In New Zealand, volcanoes can be divided into two groups. Frequently active volcanoes such as White Island, Tongariro, Ngauruhoe, Ruapehu and Rau Island in the Kermadec. Dormant, sleeping volcanoes such as the Auckland Volcanic Field, Mare Island, Rotorua, Okataina, Taupō, Taranaki and the volcanic fields in Northland. The North Island is home to all of New Zealand's active volcanoes today. The South Island's volcanic heritage belongs to a more distant past, but is still evident today at sites such as the Takitimu Mountains, Mount Tapuanuku, Mount Somers, Oamaru, Otago Peninsula, Banks Peninsula, Timaru and Solander Island. Before. Know where active volcanoes are and whether they are likely to affect you. Have an evacuation plan. Where to go and how to get there. Save water in your bath, basin and containers early on as supplies may become polluted. During. Stay indoors. Keep windows and doors shut. If outdoors, find shelter. Listen to the radio for instructions. If told to leave, cover face and mouth and take your getaway items. Stay together. Do not go sightseeing. Take your outer layer of clothing off before entering a building. Volcanic ash is difficult to get rid of. After. If in a safe place, stay put. Listen to the radio for more information. Return home only when told.